Of course you're right. In the same way, humans have been able to point to an octopus for all of history and call it an octopus. But we didn't know, until recently, that octopuses could taste with their arms, use tools, remember human faces, see their world far more sensitively than we can ours, that they have neurons distributed throughout their bodies like a multitude of disparate miniature brains. So, then, what is an octopus? Something much more than we ever imagined. The answer is only beginning to dawn on us and has already revolutionized our understanding of non-human intelligence in one crucial aspect. The octopus's branch on the evolutionary tree diverged from ours very early in the history of animal life. Our last common ancestor was likely a flatworm that trailed the ocean floor more than 500 million years ago. Up until this point, we've located intelligence in animals much evolutionarily closer to ourselves, like dolphins, dogs, and primates, our much more recent cousins. But we now know that powerful cunning can evolve completely independently from our own. A similar tectonic shift is happening with plants, only, for now, more quietly, in the labs and field sites of one of the least flashy disciplines within the life sciences. But the weight of this new knowledge is threatening to burst the walls of the container in which we place plants in our minds. Ultimately, it may change how we think about life altogether.